أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طاسين. تلك آيات القرآن وكتاب مبين. We move on to Surah An-Naml. An-Naml refers to the ant. And this chapter has been named after the ant because of a fascinating story, an incident that had taken place in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam that is mentioned in this chapter in the surah, and it involved the discussion that ants had amongst themselves, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has related it to us in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the opening chapter or the opening ayat of Surah An-Naml, Taasin. Taasin, these are what we had previously referred to as Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'at, the disjointed letters. We spoke of the significance of these letters and the fact that none knows the meaning of these letters which appear in the beginning of many, many surahs other than Allah. Allah alone holds the knowledge of the true meaning of these letters. Tilka ayatul Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the verses of the Qur'an wa kitabin mubin. These are the verses of an enlightening book. Kitabin mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again refers to the kitab as mubin. What's mubin? Mubin is the one that lights up everything. It lights up your heart. It lights up your mind. It lights up your life. It lights up your day. Think about the day that you start with Quran, tilawat of Quran. You spend a good amount of time in the early part of the morning reciting the Quran. What a wonderful day, what a pleasant day, how good you feel. And think about the day wherein no Quran is recited. You can feel that there is something missing in that day, and you feel that that day is one that is much worse than the day wherein, compared to the day wherein you have recited the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is a kitab that is mubeen. It enlightens and brightens up everything. Hudan, it is a source of guidance. Hudan, a source of guidance for you in every aspect of your life, your spiritual life, your worldly life. Wa bushra, and it is a conveyor of good news to who? To the believers. Who are the believers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over here mentions three attributes of the believers. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, those who establish the salah. We spoke about the meaning of iqamat al-salah. What does it mean to establish salah? This actually means, literally translate, those who build the salah. They have directed it, they have built it, it's strong. It is something that is part of their life and that is immovable. Like the building that is immovable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they have constructed and they have built salah in their lives, that it cannot move, it doesn't move. It is something that is part of the daily life. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Number one. The second attribute, Allah says, وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ, and they pay the zakah. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, and they are fully convinced about akhirah. They have full conviction in akhirah. When it comes to akhirah, Allah did not say that they believe in akhirah. One is belief, and a state higher than belief is yaqeen. We have overwhelming conviction about something. We all believe in akhirah, but a stage higher than that is to be overwhelmingly convinced about akhirah. When you have developed that level of conviction, then you will find that your every act and your every move will be well calculated, considering what al-akhirah, that there is akhirah and there is the year after, and for every act that I do and every word that I say, I will be held accountable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Indeed, those who do not believe in the akhirah, those who do not believe in the life after death, Allah says about them, زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah says, we have beautified for them their deeds. The deeds that they are involved in, we have adorned it for them. So even though it is evil deeds and it is bad deeds, it looks good to them and it makes them feel good what they are doing, and they feel good about them, about those deeds that they perform. Allah says, we have adorned the deeds for them. Their deeds that they do, we have adorned it for them, for whom ya'malun. So they are just wandering about. They are wandering about and they have lost their way in life because they feel that what they are doing is right, what they are doing is beautiful, what they are doing seems to be very well adorned for them. So that's why they continue with it and they end up getting lost and living a life of guidance. Ulai, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those who have not brought iman in akhirah, الَّذِينَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. They are the ones who are going to face the worst of punishment. وَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ. Allah says in the akhirah they will be the greatest losers. Perhaps in this world they seem to be the winners, and they seem to be on top, and they seem to be occupying positions of authority, and they seem to be enjoying all the luxury and comforts of this world, so they seem to be the winners, and they seem to be right on top. That's how it seems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the akhirah, هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ, they will be the biggest losers in the year after. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَلَقَّى الْقُرْآنَ وَإِنَّكَ لَتُلَقَّى الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ عَلِيمٍ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you receive the Qur'an that you have received, and the Qur'an that is given to you, it is given to you from one who is all wise and has full knowledge about everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.